6. The deep. Now we must speak of the deep itself, which is the thing this scroll is named for. And to understand what came, go back to the second morning of the world and stand there. On that morning, Davar raised the sky and stretched it out over the face of the water and divided the water from the water and left a gap in the middle of it. And the gap is the room you are standing in. That is all the Marchlands has ever been. It is a space held open on purpose between two weights by a hand. And on that day, the hand opened. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And mark the order, for the record is exact, and men read it backward. The deep came first. Before ever one drop fell out of the sky, the ground opened. The water that had watered them since the beginning, that had come up quiet out of the earth every morning to feed the roots of every tree in Eden and every field of every farm in the whole of that green country, came up. It came up in a wall. It came up through the floors of houses and out of the mouths of wells and up the middle of the street. And it came up out of the seabed too, and the sea stood up off its bottom and walked inland. And only then, with the ground already killing them, did the sky come down. And the watchers on the rim of Ramoth saw the whole of it start, and had known the hour, and had not been permitted to say a word to anybody. He did not need to fetch water. That is the thing, and it is the terrible thing. And we have never been able to say it without our hands going cold. There was no army raised, and no weapon forged, and nothing whatever was made for the occasion. The water that drowned that world was the same water that had been feeding it, standing in the wells they drank from, running in the rivers they had built their cities on. He did not sound something new. He simply stopped holding the old thing in its place. Every terror in the three worlds is a good thing, with the hand taken off it, and the ruined ones have never made one of them. They can only stand and point at what happens when he lets go. If you have not understood that, yet you have not understood a page of this chronicle. And in Abaddon they heard the roof of their own country groan, and for the first and the last time in all the ages the ruined ones were frightened. They had cheered in the garden, they had cheered in the field. They did not cheer now. They had been standing in the wells for 1,000 years, and now the wells were coming up over their heads, and the world they had spent an age poisoning was being taken away from them, cup and all, and there was nothing whatever they could do about it, and no one at all to complain to. And El Elyon shut a door with his own hand and walked out upon the top of the water. There was no council held and no vote taken. There was no one above him to be afraid of, nowhere higher to run to, and nothing whatever to regret, for he does not say a thing, and then find out afterward what it meant. One voice, one hand upon a door, and a grief. And the water prevailed, and the ark went upon the face of the water. And the water prevailed exceedingly, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered, and 15 cubits upward did the water prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died. We do not linger on the dying, and you must not ask us to. It is not that we cannot imagine it. It is that we can. We have seen a city taken. We have seen the water of a siege and the fire of one. And we have heard the sound a street makes. And there is no man at this fire who needs it painted for him. So we will say only this, and then we will go on. Every one of them had a name. Every one of them had a mother who had gone in to look at him in the night while he slept and had stood there longer than she meant to. And El Elyon knew every one of those names, and it grieved him at his heart and he did it anyway. And both of those things are true, and they will not come apart in our hands however long we sit here. It is known in Ramoth how they hold together. It is not known here. And the whole of the making went backward. That is what a flood is in this scroll. And it is not weather, and it is not a storm. It is an unmaking. On the second morning, he divided the water from the water and made a room. On that day, he let the two waters come back together, and the room was gone. On the third morning, he gathered the water into one place and said, "Hitherto shalt thou come and no further," and the dry land came up. On that day, he took the word back, and the dry land went down. The world was returned in a week to what it had been on the first morning before the first word was spoken, the deep and the dark, and the face of the water, and nothing on it anywhere. Except that this time there was one thing floating, and Abaddon was underneath it, and Ramoth was above it, and the whole war of the three worlds was riding up and down in the dark inside a wooden box. One thing, picture it, and let it be quiet a while, for this is the loneliest sight in the whole chronicle, and there is nothing to see anywhere else. A grey sea from one edge of the sky to the other, with no shore, no hill, no smoke, no bird, and the light going out of it, and in the middle of it, so small that you would lose it if you blinked, one long dark box, unlit, unsteered, with no sail and no oar and no man on deck, riding up and down. And inside it, in the dark, in a smell of pitch and dung and wet straw, 8 people who could not see out, and a great many animals who did not know what had happened, and the sound of the water on the boards. And the ruined ones came up under the keel of that thing in the dark, and could not touch it, and could not tip it, and could not get in. For they have never in all the ages been able to open a door that Davar has shut. And in Ramoth they stood along the rim, and they did not sing. They had sung when the dry land came up out of the sea on the third morning. They had put back their heads and shouted for joy, and the sound of it has never been equaled. And now they watched it go under. We do not know if the Irin weep, for it is not written anywhere, and we have never been told, and we mean to ask. And El Elyon remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. He had not forgotten. That is not what the word means, and you must not let it mean that. It is the word a man uses when he comes back for something, and it is the word our fathers used when they cried out of Egypt, and it is the word we use in this country when we pray at night in a foreign tongue we are not supposed to be praying in. It does not mean that he had lost track of them out there. It means he turned. It means the wind went over the face of the water, as the spirit had once brooded over the face of another water at the beginning of everything, and the fountains of the deep were stopped, and the windows of heaven were shut, and the water began to go down. And the 8 in the dark did not know it for a long while. They felt nothing, they heard nothing, and it had already turned. Remember that, in this country, in the dark, when the cloak comes down on you, and the voice says, "Nobody is coming." And the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And there is a thing about that name that has stopped our mouths in this country, and we will set it down. For Jeremiah, our own prophet, whose scroll is in the box by the door, wrote of the city we are captive in, and he called up the kingdoms that should come against her. And the first one that he named was Ararat, the mountain where the boat had come to rest. He raised the standard against Babylon in the country where the ark grounded, and he said in the same breath, "The sea is come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof." There is no sea in this country. He knew that. He reached back into this scroll and took the water out of it and poured it over the heads of the men who own us. and the ruined ones who keep this city have not read that scroll. We have. It is in the box by the door, and we take it out at night. Then Noah opened the window, and he sent forth a raven, and it went to and fro until the water was dried up. It did not come back. It is a bird that feeds on the dead, and there was a great deal for it out there, and it found the world quite good enough. And then he sent a dove, and she found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she came back to him, and he put out his hand, and took her, and pulled her in unto him, into the ark. And there is not a man at this fire who can read that line without thinking of somebody. And he waited 7 days, and sent her again, and she came back in the evening, and there was an olive leaf in her mouth, plucked off, torn from a living tree. Somewhere under all that gray, there was a hillside with something green on it, and something had grown, and this small bird had found it, and had gone to the trouble of tearing off a piece and carrying it home to show him. Ramoth sent that leaf. We cannot prove it. We have never once believed anything else. And they had to sit there another 2 months after that. Understand it? He knew the water was going, and he could see the tops of the mountains, and there was green somewhere. And he stayed shut in that stinking box with the door shut over him. And he did not open it, because he had not been told to open it, and the one who had shut it had not yet come back to unshut it. And that, we have come to think, is nearly the whole of what a man's life is for. Abaddon has no word for it. There is no waiting in that country, only clawing. And it is the one maneuver in the three worlds that they have never learned to counter and never will.